CliffCentral.com.
All right, John Birks is here. Hello, Birksy. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you? Long time no see, long time no hear, but you're looking good.
Thank you, sir. It's great to have your voice.
You're probably feeling on top of it all.
No, I'm all right. I'm glad to hear that you've managed to stay clear of COVID, and I hope you're keeping healthy.
Sorry, repeat that, Darren.
I'm glad that you are keeping safe and that you're healthy and you haven't got the COVID. I mean, that's going around, right?
Well, I mean, we're all sitting here with masks and whatever and silent prayers. The world's upside down. I don't know when they're going to turn it around, but right now it's kind of dizzy.
Well, John,
the world is dizzy. That's what I mean.
That is exactly right. And John Birks, it's always good to talk to you. I mean, you really are in my mind, and for many people in this country, you're one of the greatest broadcasters that we've ever had, and you continue to hold that position no matter who the hell comes after you. You were there at the start. You were the biggest celebrity in South Africa for a whole long time. Many people grew up listening to you, and I remember a couple of times, and one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today, in fact the reason, is that Larry King died over the weekend, and he was a real icon of the broadcasting world. And somebody sent me an email over the weekend and said you really should get John Birks to pay tribute to Larry King. And I thought, what a good idea, because you spoke to him a couple of times. You met Larry King, you interviewed him on your show, and you would probably know him a whole lot better than many of us, even if we'd seen him on TV a lot. So, you know, let's pay tribute to a great broadcaster, Larry King. And I can't think of a better way of doing that than having John Birks tell us his recollections of the man.
Well, I mean, Larry King was, pardon the pun, but Larry King was the king of radio. He was a very fascinating guy, and I spoke with him not too long ago. And he retained everything he always was. He was a man with no problem with the spoken word. He was an inquiring man. He wanted to know more about you than you, chances are, would wanted to know about him, because he was just the kind of guy who tried to understand exactly who you were, the guest, that is. He had this powerful voice. He was warm, he was kind, he was good. He told it like it is. Some people liked it, and others, obviously, you can't win them all. But he did. He was the king of the airwaves. He was the man that got involved with talk radio. He was the man that got involved with all forms of radio. Communication was the name of the game. But at the same time, he was powerful. People sat up and took note of what he had to say, because he didn't just say it. He knew what it was all about before he even said it, because he had this inquisitive, highly inquisitive way of establishing exactly who you as the guest was and what you had and what you did in terms of any contribution at that time.
Tell me about
He was one of a wonder. He was a wonder kid. He was the king.
Tell me about the time that you interviewed him and how you managed to get that to happen, because, you know, he was this huge, big celebrity, and I think very few people. And you had him in studio. You didn't just call him up.
No, I had him in the studio.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Exactly, yeah, in the studio. He was radio.
Yeah,
Larry King was radio, you know. He was the man that really got radio stations to do news, to do talk, to do more than just being on the radio. He was special, very special, in so many different ways. The spoken word was something very near and dear to him. I think he went to bed at night and spoke about certain things in his sleep. He never stopped talking. He never stopped wanting to know more and more and more.
Was it difficult to interview someone like that, because he would always make it about the guest? And even if you were interviewing him and he was the guest, he'd try to make it about you.
Yeah, that's perfectly correct. Yeah. He wanted to know about me too, and then said, "Well, I think you can ask me more about myself now."
Yeah.
He was an inquiring man,
And that
very much an inquiring man.
trademark, he used to wear the braces and he used to have that microphone on his desk, even though it was purely for show, but it was because of his radio past and everything that he'd done in radio. What do you think it is, aside from what you've already said about that inquisitive, inquiring mind and the curiosity about other people? What do you think it is that makes a really great broadcaster, John?
Well, I think as pardon me, as I recall, pardon me, as I recall, a young Gareth Cliffe knocking on my door and saying, "I want to be on radio," and I used a word called passion. That's very important. Larry King was passionate about radio, but so are you, and you displayed that passion. You displayed that wanting to know, that the interest of it all. He was. Yeah, I recall with absolute clarity the day you knocked on Rena Broomberg's door, who was the kind of GM of the then 702 of the golden years, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
Please do not take offense to the fact that perhaps it's no longer the golden years. Call it whatever you like.
Yeah.
But the point is that you showed a degree of interest in terms of the spoken word again, the importance of the spoken word, the importance of being passionate about it. Passion's the name of the game, you know.
I
And
think
Larry King was passionate about radio from a way back when.
he really was
And Larry
someone.
King was the guy that introduced so many new services and added that to the formats of different music radio stations,
John,
introducing the introduction of news, of talk. He was Mr. Talk. He was the king in more ways
we got a
than one.
message we got a message now from Temba, who says he wishes that broadcasters like you and Larry King were around, because he says that's what's missing in radio today. And he feels that there was a golden era very much. And he says all we have today are celebrities and people with a social media following. Do you think radio's changed a lot, and do you think we've lost some of the magic? Because I do feel that radio's slipped down the ranking of what's important in people's lives. When you were on the mornings on 702 all those years ago, I think that that was such a part of people's lives, and so many people depended on it every morning to start their day. And I don't know that that is what people do anymore. Now, most people are on their phones. They're on social media. They're not dependent on radio, and radio isn't there for them like it used to be. Do you think we've missed a golden age? It's gone. It's behind us now.
Well, you're asking the pardon me, you're asking me, and I think about it pretty often. I really do. I refer to it as the golden years of radio. But why the golden years? Because radio somehow was interesting, and there were interesting people on radio at the time, and I'm sure there still are interesting people on radio. However, if I may say, it has changed. And when you think about all the things we could be talking about on radio with regards South Africa, regards the change, regards are you satisfied with what the president has to say? How do we get it back where it belongs? How do we get it back on its feet again? How do we just do the things that people would say, "Whew, quiet, listen to this. This is interesting." As we talk right now, I'm not sure, for example, when we will get the vaccine. There are tiny little spots in Africa, Muga Hoga, Higa Hoga, and and all these tiny little towns that have got and understand that soon they'll be getting, or whatever the date may be, and they've been given the date, the vaccine.
Yeah.
Do you know when you'll get the vaccine? Do you know when you'll feel, aha, I can fight this germ? You know, it's not like going to war and the commanding officer says, load and load your engine, load your firearms. And the guy's looking, he can't find his firearms. If you cannot see the enemy, you're in a whole lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm. And radio would have played.
And I think at this time, it's like you're going to war, and there are people dropping dead next to you.
Yeah.
And you cannot understand why, because you can't see them. It's the unknown enemy. Oh, you know it's a disease. You know it's this, that, and the other. But you can't see them.
Your phone's going. Do you think it's something important? Do you want to answer?
So, repeat?
Do you want to answer the phone? Because I hear it going in the background there.
I don't know, talking about the golden years of radio. What do? I got so many little instruments around you. I don't know what the heck to press.
Well, John, listen.
Tell me what you do and I'll press it.
Hello,
what's your name? No answer. Press the wrong button. You can't win sometimes. You can never win them all, you know. For me to be surrounded by all this instrumentation and this and press that, hold this. No, not me. You should know me by now.
Listen, John, thank you so much for your kind words about Larry King. He really was a great bit, but in so many ways, there are still many greats among us, and it's always the most incredible privilege to have your voice as part of the show, because as I've said a million times, there are people who grew up with you who feel like you're part of their lives, and that's never going to change, golden years over or not. And it's so great to have your words about Larry King for us to just think about as we mourn his passing. And I hope you have a great week this week.
And it's so good to hear you on radio and to see you too on television.
Thank you.
For example, is this going out on TV? Is this what they call it? Simulcasting? Is it on both radio, word, and television? I always refer to it as the important parts of the anatomy, the ear and the eye. Of what you see and what you hear, that's important. And what you tell them.
Yeah, well.
Because they can switch it off too, you know.
I know, yeah. And they will. And that's what I fear for every single day, that I'm going to become boring and they're going to switch it off. I suppose everybody has that fear. John, thank you so much. Great to speak to you.
It was great to be with you. And nice to see you again, being successful. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. There's John Birksey. What a guy. CliffCentral.com.